Hey, sweet mama, do you want to feel patient and calm with your children? Are you sick of constantly overreacting, yelling, and even experiencing mom rage with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night consumed with mom guilt and remorse for your words and actions with your kids? Do you wish you could have daily alone time to feel restored and connect with God? There is a way to take care of yourself guilt-free and show up as a calm, patient, and kind mama to your kids. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, and I'm a stress coach for Christian moms. I'm a wife, a mom of four, and the daughter of the King. Want to know how to become present, peaceful, and calm mama? I'm about to teach you how to connect with God, master your mindset, set healthy boundaries, and be in control of your emotions. My friend, I pray that this podcast blesses you. I'm Elizabeth, and you are listening to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Hi, Mama. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, we'll be talking about gratitude and how that mental shift and the state of being grateful can really affect your mental state and therefore your emotional well-being. I'm glad that you are joining me today for this episode. And before we get started and we get into the episode, I want to tell you about my new group coaching program that is starting next week. It is the same program that I am doing one-on-one coaching, but it's for less because it's a group coaching and it's all about how to deal with your overwhelm and stress in your day-to-day life. If you literally feel like you're constantly losing your cool with your family, if you feel like you're a ticking time bomb, if you feel like motherhood just feels so hard and you really want to make it easier and you don't even know where to start, if you feel like your family hates you because you're such a bad mom and you're just not good at it, if you feel like you never have time for yourself and everyone always needs a piece of you, if you feel like you're constantly running on empty and you're super overwhelmed, Mama, this program is for you. I'm inviting you to invest in yourself and to gift your kids this holiday season a mama who is calm and patient and grounded and loving and understanding, and a mom that truly feels good about herself and not only thinks and feels like a good mom, but also knows that she's truly a good mom for her family. If this resonates with you, Mama, in the show notes, there is a link, emotionallyhealthylegacy.com/group coaching. It goes into detail everything that the group coaching is. And on the bottom of that page, the investment is $1,000 right now for the group coaching. And on the bottom of the page, you can either schedule a call with me to figure out if this program is a good fit for you, or you can just send me a voice message on Instagram or email me hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. But we can kind of chat back and forth and see if my program is the right fit for you, because it's not always the right fit for everybody. Why the investment? Why so much? And let me tell you this, when you are invested financially, you do the work. You are committed, you follow through, you show up because you are invested into it. My one-on-one coaching is $1,600 for six weeks, but for the group coaching is $1,000. So I am inviting you to join me and to gift your kids a gift of mom who is calm and patient and grounded. I know you desire that. You don't want to yell at your kids all the time. You don't want to be this reactive time bomb that just can explode at any moment. You deserve better and your kids deserve better. Anyways, the show notes have the details for you. Today we'll be talking about gratitude. Why is gratitude so important? What can you actually do to feel more grateful? So here's the thing. What is gratitude? I would say it's like focusing on what is going well in your life. That it was how I would kind of like label gratitude and truly be thankful for it. It's like a state of being grateful. And when we are grateful, that is like a high vibration that we're on. And when we are in high vibration, we mentally, emotionally feel good. And when we feel good, internally good, we show up in a better way. We're a lot more patient. We're a lot more calm. We're a lot more grounded. We are just, this positive energy is coming from us. And that's why I think it's so important to do these practices on a daily basis, because it's going to support your mental and emotional well-being. I think we all know that everybody likes to be around a person who's positive and pleasant, and nobody likes to be a person who's constantly complaining and negative and just grumpy, and everything is just not going well. Everything is just so bleh. I don't think any of us like to be around someone like that. I don't even like when I'm like that. Sometimes I do get in that funk and I need help to get out of it. I think I've shared this before here. I remember it was like last spring this year. It's actually recently after the war started in Ukraine. And I, by the way, have family in Ukraine. And I remember it was like my PMS week. Things felt so heavy, so hard, so overwhelming. And I was really having a hard time with the kids. And I remember I was driving the kids somewhere and I was talking on the phone with my husband and I was just venting and about, like, literally crying about how everything just seemed so hard and overwhelming and challenging. It was just that week of the month, right? I feel like we over-exaggerate it, tend to over-exaggerate things, see things differently because we're just in that hard mental state. I remember asking my husband, I'm like, hey, can you please help me think of some things that are going well in my life? Because right now I'm in such a negative funk that I can't even think of anything positive going in my life. And I can tell you why. That's because I was in my emotional part of the brain. I wasn't in the thinking part of the brain, that part of the brain that helps me think logically and problem solve and stay positive, gets shut off when you're emotional and when you're triggered, when you're overwhelmed, when you're overstimulated, when you're stressed out. So my husband was able to help me think of like positive things. He labeled like 10 things that are going well in my life. And as I was just listening to it, it really like started to shift my energy from feeling negative and grumpy and down and just frustrated to feeling more calm and peaceful and just truly grateful for what I do have, you know, because one of them is like, we're safe. We're safe here because I have family in Ukraine that had to flee the country because they were unsafe. I still have family left in Ukraine and they're not safe where they're at. And so that is something that is truly something to be grateful for. Here's the thing. This is not to discount the struggles that we're dealing with. Like, our struggles are real. Your struggles are real. And it's good to share our struggles with our safe people, that safe person that will listen to you, help you feel seen, heard, and understood. But if you're constantly just negative and grumpy and critical and just complaining, nobody likes to be around a person like that. And it's all in your mindset, okay? When we're negative, it really seeps through to others. Same thing as positivity. Have you ever been in a room when someone is just complaining and negative? Okay, here's the thing. Have you ever gotten together with some girlfriends and one of them is like complaining about her husband, and then the other one, chips in, and they're all just like complaining, and it's like this negative energy that just like seeps through the room. Versus when someone positive comes in who's in a good mood and just like radiating positivity, they also like radiate that positive energy. You're drawn towards it. You want to be around that. At least I do, because it uplifts me. It encourages me. And it's a state of being. It's your mindset. Okay. Here's the thing. Even when we have a ton of things in our lives that are crappy and just not going well, there's also a lot of things in our life that are going well. There's also a lot of things that we can be grateful for. All right. For example, I have a washing machine and a drying machine that washes my clothes. I don't have to hand wash. I have a dishwasher. I have electricity in my home. By the way, there's a ton of people right now in Ukraine as I'm recording who don't have electricity in their home, who don't have warm running water because of all the stuff that's going on over there. but I don't have to worry about that. I have healthy children at this time in my life. I am so grateful for that. I have a husband that I actually get along with really, really well, and that supports me and my business. I have a home that I think is really beautiful, and I absolutely love it. I have a white, beautiful kitchen with white countertops that I've always dreamed about. And I have a fridge that stores food for my family to eat. I have a bed to sleep on. Let's get down to the basics. I'm able to breathe without an oxygen tank. Like, I don't need any extra support. My organs work well. My body is actually healthy, and it's able to help me get through the day, right? I have grown 4 children, 4 healthy babies, and have birthed 4 healthy babies. I am thankful for that. I grew up in a Christian family, and I have parents that love me and pray for me. I have a good relationship with my mom, and I'm thankful for that. I have a good relationship with my siblings, and I'm thankful for that. I live in Florida, and it's nice and sunny and beautiful this time of the year. And I am thankful for that. I live in a safe neighborhood where my kids can go and play safely outside. And I am thankful for that. There's always something, absolutely something to be grateful for. I can see, my eyes work. I can breathe, my nose works. I can speak. I have a voice. I am thankful for that. I'm thankful for you that you're literally listening to my episode, and I can inspire you and motivate you and encourage you, Mama. I am thankful for you. There's always something to be thankful for. This is my actionable step for you today. Before you go to sleep today at night, as you're falling asleep, you can either write this in your journal, or you can, you know, just say it to yourself. What are 5 things that you are grateful for today? 5 things that went well today. 5 things that are going well in your life. What are you grateful for? I have a story that I was listening to in a book, and they were talking about, it's a book about, you know, growing your business and attracting financial abundance. And one of the things that they talked about, the importance of that is to get there where you want to be, you have to be grateful for what you already have. Because if you're constantly saying it's not enough, this is not enough, why do I not have more? And you stay in that mindset, you're not going to get more. You need to be grateful for where you're at right now and be thankful for what you do have. And honestly, it is actually really challenging. It's not an easy task. It's really easy to talk about it, but it's not easy to actually do in real life. To be grateful when you are like in a position where it is truly not enough or barely enough. And she gave an example about this, like if you come to a neighborhood full of kids and you bring a whole box of cookies and you hand out cookies and you give everybody one cookie and it tastes really good and everybody likes it. And then you have these kids that just run off and they eat their cookie and then they come back, can I have another one? And you say, no, there isn't more right now. And they're like, seriously, I want more. I want more of this. And they're complaining about it and they're whining. Or if they say, really, you gave me this one? I wanted a different one. I don't want this one. I want a bigger cookie. How come he got a bigger one and I don't have this one? I only got the smaller one. By the way, my kids do that. Like, you don't want to give him the other one, right? Because you're like, dude, you're not even grateful for what you do have. I don't want to give you more. But then there's this one kid that got a cookie and he's truly grateful for it. And he's like, thank you so much for this cookie. It tastes so good. I really, really appreciate it. Like, you didn't even have to give it to me. And you did. Thank you so much. Who do you want to give more cookies to? Right? Probably to the kid that was already grateful. You don't want to give it to the kid that was complaining. So being grateful and being grateful for what we do have especially being grateful to God for what we already do have, God is going to want to send and give even more to us. If we're just being complaining and critical and just negative and focusing on all what we don't have, that does not attract or, you know, like put us in a being of getting more. It just like puts you this negative energy and things are just like blah. And you're not going to attract more great things. Here's the thing. Have you ever heard of this quote? What you focus on, you get more of, or what you focus on expands. So if you're focusing on all the negative things of all the things that are lack, that are not going well in your life, all the negative things about your husband or negative things about your kids or negative things about your life, like it literally, you create more of. It literally expands in your mental state. Like you only start seeing negative things. But what if you start focusing on all the positive things and you start being grateful for the positive things? It literally expands. I remember doing this challenge years ago. It's like a 30-day husband challenge. Listen, if you are in an abusive relationship, this is not for you. But if you're in a, you know, in a marriage where things are going really well, but you know, they're kind of like, eh, you know, they could get better. You just notice that you're constantly critical of your spouse. Anyways, it's a 30-day husband challenge. And for 30 days, you only say positive things to your husband about him. And you are grateful and thankful for all the positive things. And you focus your mindset on that. And I remember it like truly transformed the way I was thinking about my husband. It was not easy. Very challenging, by the way. But I remember it really shifted my mindset about being grateful for all the things that he is doing, being grateful for him, like being this guy that truly does love me and care for me and takes care of me, and just focusing on all his positive characteristics. It really shifted how I felt about him, because the way you think affects the way you feel. Like your thoughts will affect your feelings. That's why your gratitude, it's a mental state of thinking. And if you are thinking positive, it's going to affect the way you feel and the emotions you feel. And when you feel good internally, you're in a positive vibration and you're in a positive energy. And that helps you stay more in that part of the brain that helps you make positive choices. You're more patient, you're more calm and grounded, right? When you are in a good mood and your kids are not listening to you and disobeying you and just not doing things the way you want to, you're a lot more tolerant to that. You're a lot more patient with it because you are in a better place. But if you're already struggling, you're in a negative mental state, you're frustrated, you are already like grumpy with your spouse, you're already like focusing on all the negative things, your kids will be a lot more triggering. That's why my work is so heavy on moms and their mental and emotional well-being, because if they're feeling better, it's going to seep into the rest of the family. Even if your kids don't do what you want them to do all the time, your positive energy is going to affect them in the long run. Let's look at things that we are grateful for. Literally, let's think of some things that you are grateful for today. Make that list, mama. Write it down. Do it in your head. Think of the things that you're truly grateful for, and then close your eyes and feel the gratitude. Not just list it, but truly feel the gratitude. And honestly, you know what helps me? Thinking of the people that don't have it. That really helps me feel the gratitude, because sometimes we get so used to the things that we do have that we don't feel the gratitude. When I say, I'm so thankful for my husband that loves me and cares for me and gives me compliments, I think about the women whose husband constantly criticize them and say negative things to them and put them down. Then I feel so much more grateful for my husband. When I say I am thankful for my washing machine and my drying machine, I think about these women that live in third world countries that have to hand wash clothes in the river and hang it to dry, and they have to be bent over washing their stuff, or like just live in circumstances where they don't have clean water, then I feel truly grateful for what I do have. When I think about families that have kids in the hospitals who are going through cancer and are going through surgery and all these health problems, I am a lot more grateful for my healthy kids. That's when it actually contributes to helping me feel grateful. Not just say it randomly, but truly feel the gratitude. When I think about those people that are homeless and living on the street that completely lost everything, it helps me feel grateful for the home that I do have and food in my fridge that I do have. When I think about people in the third world country that literally don't have food to eat and have to like eat dirt off the ground, helps me feel grateful for the food that's in my fridge and the healthy food that I get to feed my family. So whatever it takes for you to actually feel the gratitude, do that. But when we are truly grateful, it really helps us internally feel better, emotionally feel better, mentally feel better, and helps us show up more patient and calm and grounded with our families. Hey mama, if you're listening to this and you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. If you can think of one mama who it would be helpful for, please share it with her. Also, you can screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram. And when you do that, I will share it as well. And you get a chance to win my Emotionally Healthy Mom course. Every month, I pick somebody who either leaves me a review and screenshots it and sends it over to me, or someone who screenshots and shares this episode on Instagram, I will give you a chance to win my course, Emotionally Healthy Mom course, and it's $99, and you get it for free if you're one of the winners this month. So, anyways, mama, if also you're listening to this and you are leaning towards getting that support and accountability and transforming your motherhood and gifting your kids of a mom who is patient and calm and grounded and mom that truly loves and enjoys motherhood and feels like a good mom, in the show notes, you know where to contact me. Send me a message or an email and we can set up to see if my coaching program is the right fit for you. Anyways, mama, until next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.